Welcome to the C3 Oxford Falls podcast. For more information about our church, please visit myc3church.net. Wherever you are listening from right now, get ready to receive as God has a word just for you.
Well, we have been in a series over the last few weeks, which I've really enjoyed. I've especially enjoyed the beautiful artwork. Have you loved this? Isn't it beautiful? But we've been looking at some of the parables, which were the figurative stories that Jesus told his disciples, which really were stories to explain to them how the kingdom works. And they were stories that initially, potentially, did not make sense to the hearers, but with a little digging and a little refining, beautiful truths were told in a way that could be told and told and told again. So we're going to look at the story of the persistent widow. And really, this passage of scripture is talking about resilience, it's talking about drawing on God, it's talking about in the face of adversity, truly having courage and having a faith in a God that is beyond what it is you're facing right now. I know you've faced circumstances like that. Have you? I know you have. Maybe this morning you're facing them right where you are. And so whether you're a guest this morning or you've been here a long time, I know you're going to take something away from this. I had my sister here this morning at the chapel service. She's not here now. Yeah, congratulate her for coming. She came at Every Woman Gathering, which was pretty awesome. The first time in a really, really long time. And she's been coming to church, you know. So if that's you this morning and you're just coming to church, we are thrilled you're here. And I know you're going to take something away from this morning. Hey, so why don't you turn with me to Luke in your New Testament. Grab your Bible out, Luke chapter 18. You might want to turn there on your phone if you are like my husband who prefers his device over his Bible. Who's a Bible fan? A physical? Yes! I encourage you. I exhort you. If you're a digital person, give me a little, yeah. Yeah, okay, we're a mixed crowd. Whatever you are, read it, grab it, love it. Luke 18, verse 1. Jesus says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. Another translation says that they should always pray and never lose heart. Prayer is your opportunity to partner with God, and prayer is an opportunity for your heart to be cured. Can you imagine that? See, envision that. A sick heart, a heavy heart, a confused heart, and the ability for our prayer and really our communicating with God to change that, to get in that, to unlock that. I've had my heart cured in many scenarios and ongoing, cured from things like feel like rejection or intimidation. That's a constant one, I think. Being cured from the fear of childbirth. Lord, I was terrified. More so the second time than the first time, I'd have to be honest. But we did it. We did it well. Hoo-ha. Yeah, let's praise the Lord for childbirth. Sorry, no one should ever do this. This is wrong. I had a real fear, honestly, of marrying the wrong person. I wake up every morning thinking, no, I'm just joking. But truly, it came from a fear of really not knowing how to hear from God and not knowing how to put that into a right decision. Because I loved God. I always wanted to know that the steps I were taking were what God wanted for me. That's still a real desire. But it was quite a fear. I'd pray about that. Lord, I know I can hear you and I'm confident I am someone who can hear you. A fear of death. A fear of being overwhelmed and comparison. Lots of things. I'm sure you can identify with lots of those. But truly, the efficacy of our prayer is proportional to the engagement of my heart. If my heart is not in the prayer, there's really little that's going to happen from the prayer. God wants to get in that conversation so that it does at occasions lead me to my knees. It does on occasions lead me to tears. Maybe it leads me to repentance. It does. Maybe there's a conversation that follows my prayer, an act that God's saying, I'm leading you in this, and so now I want you to act. God is saying this parable is all about prayer so that we will never lose heart. No matter what it is we're facing, we know that when God is with us, we can face what it is that is before us and know that this is not the end, that God will get us through. the work of the heart. So Jesus likens this prayer to that prayer to this persistent widow. And I love that he's chosen in this story that he explains to his disciples, a widow woman of the day and age they were in. In all honesty, when we read this story, you would think that she would be the least person to be listened to. She would be, in this judicial system, the most unlistened to person of the day and age. But here God is explaining to us, it does not matter who it is that is calling out to me. I will hear, I will listen, and I will respond. Let's read this passage. Luke 18, from verse 1. He told them this story that they should always pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, Jesus said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people. That's a troubling day, but this woman is driving me crazy. I will see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant requests. I said in the chapel, I have three persistent widows in my home. Yay, hi, yay, hi, yay, hi. Then the Lord said, talking about this story that he's told his listeners, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? No. I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. And the question is posed, not of God, but of the listeners. Will there be faith in you to know that this is true? This story really talks about this persistent widow, really about our faith. And God wants to build a robustness in us that outlives what we're currently facing. Some of you have been through circumstances and you look back on them now and think, I cannot believe we made it through that. We actually made it through that situation and now it's history. Thank you, Lord. Some of you are in the middle of situations and you're just declaring, Lord, this is not the end. This is not the end. I will get through this. I will overcome this. This robustness of faith of this woman who kept asking and pleading her case. The unjust judge represents not only the trials that we are facing, but the wrongs that have been placed upon us, but a reminder that with persistence, we truly can overcome. And our Father God, the best piece of the story, who is faithful to bring help and his justice in the midst of our trials. So my first thought for you this morning is, I will not lose heart. The reality is, you will lose heart. There will be days where you feel like the wind has been kicked out of your spirit and you feel a little under. But I want to encourage you that that is not the place to stay. And the reality of getting back in connection with the Lord and being back on top and knowing, you know what, I know I feel like this now, but I know the Lord has promised me this. I can rise up and begin to stand and do not lose heart. Lost heart in the Greek, in this specific passage, is really saying not to be negatively influenced with the outcome of experiencing inner weariness. What is in comes out. What I'm feeling comes out. What I'm believing in here comes out. I cannot lose heart. God does not want you to lose heart of anything you are facing this morning. He wants you to comprehend the circumstance you're in, but truly know that God has overcome that. Now, what you're seeing is not the full picture. God has a way forward for you, even if you don't know the steps in which to take. We've had health situations, some frightening, some ongoing. We've prayed and we've found heart. We've had financial situations where the rug has been pulled out from under us and we have prayed and we have found heart. I've had days in parenting where I think I am completely out of my depth. I don't really know what to do next, Lord. And I've prayed and God has given me courage. There's been relationship challenge in our home, in our marriage, in our family, in our extended family, in our relationships with friends. And we have prayed and God has given wisdom and we have found heart. Go on, why don't you praise the Lord? You must find heart and you're going to find it in Him. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, the Amplified says it like this. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, spiritless, disappointed or afraid. though my outer self is progressively wasting away, yet my inner self is being progressively renewed day by day. There's an inward thing that you've got to set on fire. There's an inward thing you've got to set alight. And God is going to help you. Maybe it's been a long time since that kind of vigor in prayer has come upon you. Go for it. Get a bit loud and grunty. You. It's truly easy when we've got company, because there will be days when you have lost heart and you will need someone by your side to pray for you. You won't have the strength. That's why Connect Groups, serving on team, being in church, not being alone, it's why it's so important, because days will come when you will need more than your own strength. You will need more than the facts. You will need something supernatural. You're going to receive that and you're going to be that for someone else in this beautiful church. I so thank God for Pastor Phil and Chris for leading us in a way that always has audacious, bold faith. I love that. I have grown up under that. That's why we've got beautiful locations all across Sydney and across the world of churches that are growing and striving and believing actually impossible things. Keep believing impossible things. Keep being audacious. And do not lose heart. If you missed our last Sunday with Pastor John Pierce, brilliant weekend. But I love the visual. I kept thinking about it most of the week, of God's promises up here. This is what I'm declaring. This is the truth. And yet sometimes, in all honesty, my reality is a little under. It's a little under here. But the Lord would say, don't pull down the promise. Don't diminish the promise and say, well, maybe that promise is not for me right now. Maybe that promise is for someone else. Continually declare what will be, and you will find you begin to rise into that truth a little up. I was diagnosed with a medical about 9 years ago, and I call God at his word and I remind him, Lord, about 5 years ago you half healed me. Hallelujah. I'm very grateful. In all honesty, I'm very grateful. But I remind the Lord, you know what, Lord? I know that you are the healer. You are the one who I call you by name. You will complete every good work which you have started. And I will lift my hands at every moment of opportunity. I will pray for others who need healing, because I know that God is the healer. Even yet, even in the face of truth and things that would declare a little otherwise, we've got to keep believing the promise of God. This is what we declare. This is what we see. Do not lose heart. Hebrews 10 verse 39 says, patient endurance is what you need now. Thank you, Lord. So that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that is promised. He actually doesn't ask a lot. He just asks you to continue on in relationship with him, trusting him at every step of the way, no matter what is before you. And on a room this size, many of you will be facing some really challenging scenarios. Don't lose heart. Keep your heart on the Lord. My second thought for you is, I will not stop. Oh, I missed this. This is actually that whole section I preached. So you can just drop that down at the top of that whole last section. You can just pop it on the top. I will not stop. Luke 18. For a while this judge refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice. She will not beat me down by her continual coming. You got to know that your trials are truly temporal. You will not stop, because you know that beyond this trial, beyond what it is you're facing, you're going to continue on. God can see way, 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 way beyond this. And he's saying, just come a little closer. Just come a little closer. I'm going to show you exactly the way in which to walk. Do not stop asking of me. Do not stop. You cannot stop. Thank you, Lord. Last thought for you is, I will trust God. This is a tricky one. Some seasons are easy to trust the Lord, and others are actually really challenging. Can I encourage you this morning, if you've begun a journey with the Lord, that first moment of saying, you know what, I want that. That's just the first moment, and it's miraculous. And your eyes are opened in a moment, but then comes a journey of walking in the ways of God and beginning to know his character. And I tell you what, his character and the way he is in our circumstances trumps anything that we've ever experienced before. That miraculous moment of salvation is just the beginning. But then God wants to reveal and reveal and reveal and reveal who He is to you, to prove His nature to you. And you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. This question is posed in this passage. And as I was preparing, I was reminded that I used to feel quite uncomfortable with this passage of Scripture. As I reread the question that Jesus poses to the hearers, I think as a young Christian, it was a question I really did not know how to boldly respond to. The question is, hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will God not give justice to His elect who cry out to Him day and night? Will He put off responding to them? Will He truly ignore their plea? I think as a young, growing up young in the Lord, I thought, well, I don't know. Will He? Does He hear me? Has He heard my prayer? I've been praying over this and burdened over this. Are You hearing me, Lord? But I tell you, the more you walk, the more you read Your word, the more you're around the people of faith, you begin to know the character of God, and it's good, and you can trust Him. Some of you just starting that journey. It's awesome. Keep going. I feel like some of you this morning have known the Lord a long time. And as I thought of this passage in this verse, I thought there's some of you here this morning that have known how to trust the Lord, but right now you're a little unsure. It's like your trust has been hacked. Something's got up in it. And you're busy about the detail. Rearranging what you can, holding tightly what you can, making plans in your own strength. But God is saying, I need you to trust me. And I would encourage you, maybe that's going to start just by some confession. You're going to rise up in the morning. Jimmy said this beautifully in the chapel as I wrapped up. You're going to write down all the things that are concerning you. Lord, I trust you. I trust you. You see these things. Remind yourselves of the times that He's helped. Remind yourselves of the promises you've seen in other people's lives. Call that friend. Pray with me. Stand with me. I'm trusting God for as long as it takes. Thank you, Father. He can be trusted. If the unjust judge was willing to relinquish this woman's faith, how much more will our Heavenly Father be ready to respond? How much more? How much more? It's like light and shade. It's like night and day. There is no comparison to any relationship, any person you've experienced that can sum up the way God will be with you when you trust Him. Matthew 7 verse 11 says this, if then you are evil in comparison to God, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask Him. Your trial is temporal. Let me remind you this morning that your God is not. Your God will be there beyond this impossible circumstance. He will be there in the midst of the trial. He'll be there as you're walking through, as you're at that appointment, as you're making that phone call, as you're reaching out for reconciliation. Whatever it is you're stepping into this season, God is up ahead. But He wants that heart to remain connected to Him.
Hey everyone. What a joy it is to bring the Word of God to so many people all around the world every week. And I just love technology for that reason, that we're able to broadcast through television, through podcasts, through social media, and to bring Jesus into people's worlds in all kinds of ways. Obviously, there are costs to that. There are expenses in reaching out and accomplishing this preaching of the gospel. And in the book of Romans, Paul says, how shall I go unless somebody send them? And he's talking about the beautifulness of the preaching of the gospel, how it brings peace and joy into people's worlds. And so the people who are sending us into other people's worlds is you and the people of our congregations. And I'd love you to join with them and with us as partners, sending the gospel throughout all the world, through all these means that God has put in our hands. And as we partner together, I know that there will be thousands of people in heaven for eternity because of our efforts together. God has called us to do this, and we depend on people to send us and support us in taking the gospel to the world. I want to say thank you for standing with us and believing God. I'm praying and asking God to touch you and to bless your seed that you sow so that you'll experience an incredible harvest in your lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this week's message from our church. Hope you'll stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram by using @C3 Oxford Falls.